Our forecast for today, after some morning fog, it's going to be a cloudy and cooler day. We'll have a high only around 50. Right now in Kenosha, 43 degrees, Burlington 45, Milwaukee 41, it is 40 in Racine. 30 years in prison, the sentence from Racine County Judge Faye Flanger for Brad Hayek on jury convictions of hit-and-run causing death, homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle, and homicide by the negligent operation of a vehicle, plus bail jumping, that for hitting and killing a man with his truck Christmas Day 2014. The 33-year-old Hayek gets out of prison. Once he gets out, he'll be on 20 years of extended supervision. Robert Castaneda, the victim, struck by Hayek's pickup while crossing the 900 block of Romaine Avenue. Hayek left the scene, was arrested a short time later by police. Witnesses said he was driving at a high rate of speed when the accident occurred. Supporters of First Step, the only homeless shelter in Kenosha that takes in people under the influence of alcohol or drugs, or those having obvious mental health issues, say that the city would be making a big mistake if it closed the place down, as could happen with a recommended revocation hearing by the Licensing and Permit Committee. Those supporters spoke a lot during a three-hour-long hearing last night. One of them was John Wise.
I came to First Step in 2010, pushing everything I owned in a shopping cart. I work for a major corporation now. I'm a truck driver. I would never have been able to achieve any of this if it wasn't for the support of First Step Services.
The committee also hearing from about a half a dozen First Step neighbors, like Bran McNamara, said he donated to First Step and has even lent out a cigarette or two, but he recounted problems like the time a woman broke into his basement.
My son-in-law and my daughters tell me, "Hey, Dad, somebody's in the basement. Dad, somebody's in the basement." I said, "You just heard." Now, I didn't check for 3 days. I didn't believe him. So finally, my son-in-law come out and he's like, "Hey, they're in the basement right now." So I went down there. Sure enough, there's a lady in my basement with knives spread across the table.
A group of local clergy, meanwhile, asking the city to delay action against First Step until they have a chance to explore their options, while the full council considers the committee's recommendation next week. The Burlington Common Council recently approved spending $12,000 to buy an available liquor license from the neighborhood community of Spring Prairie. And now we learn that that license is being sought by the owner of the Gooseberry's Fresh Market on West State Street. Journal Times indicates Dave Spiegelhoff is planning an almost $2 million renovation of that site, the greater future emphasis to be on natural and organic foods, plus the ability to serve wine and other spirits with that Class B license. A one-year process of historical preservation planning is being supported for the city of Racine by the Landmarks Preservation Commission. It would begin with the hiring of a consultant to revise an existing plan that was done decades ago. Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski noting the existing preservation document was kind of a roadmap for the planning office, but he said changing times bring different components for a new plan.
And I would assume we would be doing the same thing here. It would come up with additional recommendations on areas to study, properties to identify as potential landmarks. One interesting one is when the initial study was done, Elmwood Plaza wasn't old enough to be considered a landmark, but it is now. And so that would be things like that. It would start picking up properties that at the time were too young to be considered landmarks, but now they're 50 years or older.
$30,000 available to hire the consultant based on request for qualifications. The plan for preservation targeted for availability about a year from now. Take note that the bridge over the Pike River on Highway E in Summers, west of Green Bay Road, is now closed for construction to begin for a month-long process of replacing that bridge. The village administrator, Bill Morris, indicating that the federal government's paying 80% on the cost of the fix-up here. Village officials note that the replacement should be completed by late summer or early fall. Again, that is the Pike River Bridge on Highway E west of Green Bay Road, closed for construction. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.